Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
Welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the fastest growing Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Can you believe that, Ann?
Ho, ho.
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 And that's not a guest lineup, by the way. Oh my God, I'm getting like you.
That's bad. You better not get like me.
No,
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
That's right. And I'm supposed to be the voice of reason, but you're having a very bad effect on me.
Crime is up.
Yes, it is.
It's getting close to Christmas.
Mm.
The thieves are out shopping.
Yes, they're out shopping in our back seat.
I'm hot. I'm hot about everything. I'm hot about everybody. I'm glad that the Occupy Wall Street people are starting to get water cannon, by the way. That was my idea along.
That was your idea. We got to go on record and say, just go back and listen.
Listen to this. Horse's ass of the month, Ross Baraka from Newark.
Yes.
He set up a tent and camped out with them. After 3 days, they threw him out. Okay?
Yeah, because he is that annoying.
Yes, they threw him out. They were in Military Park in Newark.
Right.
There was 300 occupiers, Occupier Newark. Ross Baraka went down there in support of them. The president of the SEIU Union of Newark,
of course.
He went there with his son, and some of the occupiers tried to sell his son drugs.
Great.
So Newark is booting them out, but Baraka went down there to speak in front of them, and some of the faceless leaders of Occupy said, "We don't want you speaking here because you don't represent us." So it looks like Ross Baraka got a horse's ass award from the Occupy people.
Well, I don't know if I'm on the we're on the right side of this.
You know
one.
What would have been great? Listen to this. Could you imagine Lautenberg and Christie and Baraka going down to Military Park and then us pulling out the water cannon?
Be like Larry, Moe, and Curly.
But could you imagine us water canning them? The Crypt Keeper would probably shatter if he got hit with a water cannon, right?
That's very true.
He would shatter.
Pieces flying everywhere like broken glass.
Yeah, our friends. Maybe we could get Loretta Weinberg down there, too.
She would fit in very well.
We could show her a 50 cal water cannon. I'll have Rob make a reducer, or Jimmy will make a reducer for it.
That's right. Shoot her right across the room.
So one of our horses' asses got horse's assed again.
Yes.
Sorry, Ross Baraka.
Even they don't want him.
You know, the statistics have been coming out. It's a week before Christmas. And the strongest selling item with the largest increase in sales on Black Friday was none other than
Guns,
a 32% increase in NICS checks on Black Friday.
And interestingly enough, from women.
From women, okay? And the liberal newspapers, our anti-gun newspapers, were saying it's just a momentary fad.
Yeah.
Okay? And sales have been increasing. Of course, we still live in a backwards gun-phobic state like New Jersey.
Yes, very
now,
true.
We have to have pistol permits with an old, antiquated paperwork process. Imagine how many more guns could have been sold and how much more the economy could have been helped in this state, how much more taxes would have been paid if we had a regular NICS check without the paper check, so that impulse buyers like you and I, Sandy, because you know me, I would go into the bullet hole to buy a $50 gift certificate for you and buy a $1,200 gun for me.
Exactly right.
Because I just happen to be there and I see something I like.
Right.
But I know I have to go to my police department and I have to wait. I'm one of the privileged few. My department turns my permits around in a week or three, roughly. And I get my permit, but there's plenty of people, Frank will tell you, from New Jersey Second Amendment Society, that are waiting a year and a half.
That's terrible.
And which is also stifling part of the economy. I tell you, it's the truth. But ladies and gentlemen, Black Friday guns, the largest improvement. We beat out Walmart, Amazon.com, Toys R Us, and all of that other crap.
Very, very nice.
Okay, not a bad position to be in.
No, not at all.
So I think we should keep it up. Now, if we can only get the backward state, what is going to be your new rallying call for the new year?
Governor Christie, tear down this wall.
Well, Governor Christie is a rhino, R-H-I-N-O,
yes,
Republican hothead. In name only.
Which you made up just for him.
Can't a rhino tear down a wall?
Yes, it can. Okay.
So here we have a governor who was supposed to lean into conservative leanings, and he is a Republican last time I checked, right?
Well, he does have an R after his name, which it's proves be, my point, yeah. though, Ed. It doesn't matter what they've got after their name.
R, D, or I, they're Absolutely. All the same. They Pretty could much. Give a shit about the people yes. who elected them that they're supposed to represent. So Christie has gone on record numerous times as being an anti-gunner. He does not support H.R. 822. Paul Mulshine gave him a nice ribbing in New Jersey Star-Ledger and NewJersey.com, which a lot of people chimed in. I repeated this on the last show, but I wanted to repeat it again. The governor's office, if you go on our website, the contact is there. Maybe you want to send him a little info and thanking him for representing us gun owners because we elected him into office yeah. to get rid of Corzine. Speaking of Corzine, where did the $1.2 billion go?
Ooh, golly. And the Obama administration had him in line to be the next Treasury Secretary.
The next Treasury Secretary. Nothing's going to happen to Corzine. He raised $500,000 for a benefit for Obama 2 months ago.
Yeah, so he's going to take that.
He's
Obama.
Bulletproof. But Corzine can't find the $1.2 billion. Under questioning, and this is the first time in 50 years someone who was a senator had to be called up before a Senate hearing, by the way. Did you know that?
And it
Since
happens
the McCarthy
to come,
days.
Yes, from New Jersey.
Okay, from
another
New Jersey.
Another thing we're, you know, another thing we are noted for.
He
right?
bankrupted our state and stole and pilfered. And Great. Guess what? Now he did it with FM Holdings. was it MF?
Was it MF Holdings?
Oh, I like FM better. But anyway, FM or MF, whatever. Either way, he's a real MF-er
that's
for
right.
screwing it up. Doesn't know where the money went. Doesn't really care, to
I
be
think,
honest,
I believe it's
point.
Pronounced FM Holdings. Something like that.
FM Holdings. These poor people's money. They actually took people's money and commingled it with the investment money and lost it.
Yeah. But they sent Bernie Madoff to jail
yes,
over that.
Correct.
Right?
White-collar crime. He'll walk. If I had a bullet that was a hollow point and I committed a felony, I'd go to prison for 15 years. 16-round magazine. A 16-round 22, I go to prison forever. Corzine could lose $1.2 billion and he'll never see life behind bars.
Pilfer it from old ladies.
Unless he gets into one of his bird cages that he probably has a collection of.
Oh, we'll be right back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always. Hi, this is Diane from Lipstick Bodyguard. Holidays are made for getting together with the people we love and care about, and I think there's no better way to show how much you care than to think about their safety. That's why I feel so strongly about Lipstick Bodyguard. It can be with your wife, daughter, mother, sister, or friend when you can't. Just one spray, and it gives them a chance. A chance to stop their attacker and come home to you again. It looks just like a lipstick. They can take it anywhere. What a great way to say I love you. And it's so easy to get. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And still broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain here in New Jersey, Governor Christie, tear down that wall.
You know, Sandy, that little red pill you gave me calmed me down a lot. What was it, a red hot?
Don't worry about that. We don't want to get you too calm because you fall asleep in the breaks.
I know I'm bringing this up again. You know, it's a year now. Fast and Furious, it'll be a year.
It's disgusting.
And CBS, who's become a real good friend of ours covering the show and reporting Fast and Furious like Fox News has been, which I really commend CBS for doing that, by the way. You know, us guys, we're always sending out emails and stuff. It's negative. It wouldn't be a bad idea to send a few emails to CBS thanking them for being so unbiased.
Email for the, or at least the name of the president of the news division, the new president of the news division of CBS.
We'll post that on the Gun for Hire Radio website.
Just a thank you note to just for being, you know, a sole voice in the debate.
You know, we saw Holder get fried at the Capitol, and of course denial and altered state
that was
of reality.
Best tap dancing,
correct?
Thing. Wasn't that great?
But new documents came out that basically say. And ISA has these documents. The Fast and Furious, the whole thing was started to make a case for stronger gun regulations in the United States.
Which we said from day one.
And, you know, rather than, like remember Obama told Sarah Brady they were going to do stuff under the radar?
Under the radar.
Well, this is your under the radar shit, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Squeeze guns through. Have people killed, border agents, U.S. citizens, who cares on their part, right? I care. They don't care. And guess what? Now it's a case to make stronger gun control laws. The ATF wants to pass laws for multi-gun purchases on border states, so the dealers are going to end up hurting from this
in
the long run.
Which is what they wanted to do all along.
All
along. And what's amazing is, and this comes from the most transparent administration in the history of the world.
I'm so tired of hearing that. But let me tell you something. The ATF is supposed to be there to protect, you know, so make sure we don't have sort of shotguns and explosives and illegal trafficking of guns. And here they are. They partake in illegal trafficking of guns all along knowing that it's going to create hysteria and they're going to use it to their advantage.
And let's go back to the beginning of this. And this was all in response to the fact that they were proven wrong with their BS about this iron highway that runs from the Texas border into Mexico when they said 80%, 90%, 70%, whatever the percentage of the week was of the guns that were making their way through this illegal highway into Mexico when it was really only like 2 or 3 or 4% of the
guns. Got a concept for you. You know, the other day I'm driving into work, drinking a big decaf, smoking a fat cigar, and I see a work crew on the side of the road, Department of Corrections. That makes me happy, by the way. That brings a smile to my face. They were all wearing orange and they were cleaning the side of the road. So when I got about 4 feet past them, I threw my coffee cup out the window.
Oh, boy.
Job security.
Job security. Why doesn't that surprise me?
The guard waved to me, by the way. he recognized the truck. But I had an interesting idea. Whenever we catch border jumpers coming over, they're not illegal aliens anymore. They're undocumented immigrants.
Aliens.
Sorry,
yes.
Undocumented aliens. Yes. Well, how about when they come over, how about if we have them start building a wall?
Yeah, we could do that.
Seriously.
And in their off time, we can give them a stick with a nail at the end and a big sack to pick up the garbage.
I like that. But listen, if they say they catch like a million people crossing the border a year, how many people did it take to build the pyramids,
right? That's
right. So why not a million people? Why not have them build their own wall and then when it's done, throw them over it?
And if they're anything like my old ancestors, they're probably good with bricks and mortar.
And then when we're done with the wall, we can send a certified letter to Canada, to the Prime Minister, telling him that effectively 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, they're the 51st state. And then we can drill.
And then we can drill. They're already drilling.
And then we can drill.
Yes, that's why the Canadian economy is doing so well, because guess what?
They're
able to drill.
Yeah, we're not able to drill because it's a whole wrapped up political thing because we're always sucking on the hind teat of the Saudi Arabian princes and kings.
And that's what the whole green movement is about. What's amazing is how many people have – how many times do we have to prove that this whole green movement is a bunch of BS? that the carbon footprint from guys like Al Gore, who fly his own private jet everywhere he freaking goes, everybody's being enriched through this.
This whole carbon credit thing is terrible. Stupid. But Canada, we should make Canada the 51st state.
I'm with you. And
you know, while we're on the subject of these stuck in the 12th century jihadist terrorists, were we on that subject? Or I'm bringing it up now. While we're on the subject of that, I'm kind of really afraid of what's going to happen in the Middle East with this Arab Spring, summer, and fall, and winter now, because there's going to be dictators, there's going to be nuclear weapons.
Well,
and
look
everything.
At what happened was we had to clear out one dictator, but now guess who's taken over? Is the Islamic fundamentalists, right?
The Muslim Brotherhood.
The Muslim but they're fine. They're
it's a religion of peace.
Oh, of course it is. Absolutely.
And
they just want to see Israel wiped off the face of the earth.
Correct. But Israel doesn't play.
No.
They're hard lines. So.
But look at what happens here. You got just about every liberal Jew in this country doesn't really want to believe it. They're turning the eye. And they absolutely love the Obama administration.
I always think of George Soros.
Yeah. What makes you think of George Soros?
I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, God. We'll be right back. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire Radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters UGLY, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now take a look at yours. If those 4 letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors, expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit buyrightohd.com.
And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. And a Merry Christmas to all of you, and a Happy Hanukkah, and a Happy Kwanzaa.
Nice. I'm going to say
holiday,
the politically correct, Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
Ugh. They make a button now. It
gag.
Says it's
it gets
okay.
Caught in the back of your throat.
They make
it?
A button that says it's okay to say Merry Christmas to me.
Oh, good.
I should like get
that.
One.
You should get one.
You
to
know,
go
I...
right next to your I'm reloading.
I had to take I had to take a quick flight 2 days ago to NRA headquarters, and of course I used Tom Vista parking. And when I landed back into Newark, it was freezing. I got my bags. I jump in their van. They bring me down to the parking lot.
To your nice warm car.
My car was warmed up, ready to go. VistaParking.com. If you're flying out of Newark Airport, that's the way to go. But I was thinking about something. It was really cold and windy out. And how many people shoot outside in the cold that have carry permits? How many people are prepared to draw a gun with a carry permit you're wearing a parka like Kenny from South Park and you're and mittens?
Nice.
If you're rigged up like that, what's so funny?
The picture.
Are you mocking me?
Mittens and the parka. I like that.
If you're wearing your mittens and you're wearing a big parka and you're wearing two or three extra layers of clothing, how are you going to draw that gun if you're in a free state that you can carry it? This is another perfect opportunity. Red man gun, your carry rig, and your garage.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
In the middle of winter, put on the clothing that you normally would wear. Because, listen, before you leave the mall, you bundle up, right? Because you got to make that long walk to your car or whatever, your job. If you're traveling in the 44 states that allow us to carry, soon it's going to be when H.R. 822 passes the Senate and whoever our president is signs it, we're looking at 48 states that we'll be able to carry in. Not all of them have summer weather.
Wait, the best is 48 states will be able to carry in New Jersey, but we won't.
But we won't. Isn't that great? And our governor and our attorney general will fight it.
Oh,
and
of course.
They'll make sure that it stays.
Yes, for sure. Will. Absolutely.
For sure, which is, anyway.
Governor Christie, tear down that wall.
I love that line. Governor Christie, tear down that wall. For you old folks, you'll know who said that originally. For you youngsters, Google tear down that wall and see who said it. One of the patrons of being a patriotic, for sure.
Absolutely.
President Ronald Reagan himself.
Second Amendment supporter. Huh?
Yes. He was a life member of the NRA.
Yes, he was.
So cold weather clothing, it intrigued me because I really wasn't dressed, you know, warm enough because I knew I was just going from the Vista van to my car. But if you're going to carry in cold weather, you better be prepared to carry in cold weather. You better try on the clothing. You better prep. Who's going to draw from their parka? Really, think about it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
If you come out of a mall and you go to go in your car and someone puts a gun to your head and you got a parka on, you're getting robbed. There's no way you're going to get it, okay? You're getting robbed.
I was just going to use one of your expressions, as in you're going to be somebody's. But I'll let that go. It's Christmas.
It is. So what does that mean, it's Christmas? I'm not getting it.
It means that you're in a very bad humbug mood.
Well, it's called forced gaiety.
Yes,
I pretend I'm happy for the holidays. But you know what? I'm not homicidal anymore. I'm feeling better.
Yeah, it's good. The red pill's working.
Well, you know what? Again, I'm so disgusted. Like everything that's going on in the state with H.R. 822. I mean, it's the holiday season. Our politicians don't represent us. That would be a great gift to have politicians that
just
represent
to be able to,
us.
Yes, represent the real will of the people.
Is the other side that much stronger in New Jersey? Is there that many anti-gun people?
Is there another side? You have Republicans, you have Democrats. They both act the same
way.
Well,
the anti-gunners. Oh, let's put it that way.
Well, they're all anti-gunners. Ant, you're on my favorite subject because even gun owners in this state act like anti-gunners. They hide behind their own little closet doors, and they don't want anyone to know that they're a gun owner. When was the last time you saw a pro, other than you, saw a pro NRA sticker on the back of a car or a
maybe
truck?
Once a month, I'll see one on 80 or the Parkway. I'll see an NRA or an ANJ or PC sticker on somebody's car.
Versus
maybe
look at your
month.
Trip out to where was that? Kentucky.
Kentucky for the dentist convention. There's one.
We're still getting
there.
Emails about that. You know.
I know. I'm sorry. Everybody had an NRA sticker.
Yeah.
And I drove, you know, I drove 70 miles to try some barbecue, which it was on my way.
It was on your way.
And,
yes. And you really didn't need it, right?
No.
Yeah.
I just looked at it. And I'll tell you what, 70 miles away from the shooting event, and everybody had NRA stickers on their car.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And
it's just
again,
amazing.
You're
to see
right.
That kind of
closet gun owners in the state. Yeah. So getting back on the subject, shooting in the cold. Another thing to think about. We had Gordon from Milcom on. Is your gun grease? Is your gun oil? Is it good enough? The viscosity? Will it get cold? And will your gun not operate properly?
Right. Exactly.
Okay, Milcom makes stuff that the Navy SEALs use. That's the stuff I'm using.
Absolutely, because you want it to work in bone-cracking cold or in the desert.
Correct. So think about it. Think about if you drove to Pennsylvania, Sandy, and your car had the gun in the trunk. You take the gun out of the trunk at a rest area in Pennsylvania, and you go
freezing
to put it
cold
on,
gun.
And that minute you get robbed,
yeah,
and you squeeze the trigger, and the slide doesn't cycle.
The slide locks back.
I never thought about it, but
yeah,
really, I mean,
sure.
You know, we used to use all these other gadgets and liquids and stuff back then, but you know, after I did research with the Milcom stuff, I'm sold on them. But you're shooting in the cold. Think about
remember
it, guys.
Remember last week he was talking about that the Gatling gun on the
yeah, 1,000 rounds a minute,
something like that, mm-hmm. or 100 rounds a second,
100 rounds a second,
oh
20
God.
Millimeter. They do 250 round bursts so that it doesn't overheat.
Wow.
You know me, I would just run it until it melted.
Oh, just absolutely.
So you should be wearing thin gloves if you're carrying a gun.
Okay.
You shouldn't be wearing those thick Nanook of the North gloves.
Yeah.
You should be wearing a thin glove. If you're going to be outside for long periods of time, you might want to have thick gloves over a thin glove.
Would you wear like those shooting gloves, you know, just
no,
to keep the shooting glove?
That's a dead giveaway. I hate those gloves with the finger and the Velcro and everything that comes out of them. I don't like that, but I would just wear a regular glove. I'm just thinking now that if I was to wear a big parka, I might wear a shoulder rig.
Really?
And if I was walking out to my car, I would have my jacket unzipped and I would have that glove off on my dominant hand. So
that's,
that I could just reach in if I had to.
And you're not a big fan of shoulder rigs either.
No, but in a situation, I'm just thinking about moving a huge jacket over and reaching a gun.
Because you wouldn't want to just stick it in your pocket.
No, I mean, no, never.
Absolutely.
Never. No Plaxico carry, okay?
Right.
Please. You want to have it in a reputable rig. So interesting, but something to think about. Listeners, if you have any other ideas for carry or any links, send them to me and we could discuss this further because it's going to be a long winter.
Talk back at gunforhireradio.com.
Governor Christie, tear down that wall.
Amen. We'll be right back.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, the Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. And we've got a guest in the studio today, huh?
Yeah, he was here doing some stuff with Jimmy,
so we dragged him in.
We had to.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's also one of our sponsors. He's been on the show before. I'd like to welcome Ron Sousa owner of Freedom Energy and Gun for Hire sponsor.
Why, thank you.
And Ron is not just a sponsor. Ron is one of the first sponsors.
Again, another one. We had about 11 listeners, and Ron signed up.
It was me and Anthony, and I think Ron was listening, too.
And he cut a check to be a sponsor because he said, I think it's great what you guys are doing. And we thought it was a great fit because of what he's doing. But just a quick background. Ron happens to be a one percenter like us. He actually goes to work every day and pays bills and taxes and has an alarm clock, which, you know, the other 99% need to get an alarm clock. So us one percenters here. So Ron is a true Second Amendment patriot, pretty new to shooting, but got into it head over heels now, and is a very good supporter of Second Amendment rights in New Jersey and our country. And he's frustrated like the rest of us. Correct, Ron?
Absolutely.
But Ron's company, Freedom Energy, and their website is freedomnrg.com. You have to check them out because they do solar installations. And Ron has that great quote. Ron, what do you say about using solar?
Actually, we named the business Freedom Energy because it's intended to free us from our energy masters, is the phrase that you've used, Sandy, before. Yeah. I like that.
Our energy masters.
Which is something that the green people don't get. You know, when you've got one of those stupid cars from General Motors that happens to blow up now, is that what?
Well, they're catching fire 2-3 weeks after the accident occurred, which is great. Hon, do you smell lead melting and plastic? It's in the garage.
Your
tax
dollars at work, baby. Yeah. That's what.
$80,000 to manufacture the car, and they sell them for $40,000 with government subsidies. Thank you, El Presidente.
Absolutely. That's just good government thinking.
But Ron, you were saying when you don't use solar, what are we doing to our enemies? I love this line.
Well, we're paying them. We're putting money in their pockets.
Absolutely.
Every time we put a gas, you know, the tank nozzle in our, you know, the gas nozzle in our tank.
And Freedom Energy, it's mostly commercial, correct?
It's exclusively commercial.
Exclusively commercial?
Just big, flat commercial roofs, you know, people with a big electric bill. And if you're spending $10,000 a month on electric, we should be talking.
What would the argument to be not to do this? Is there an argument not to do it?
Yeah. There isn't. There is really.
It's a no-brainer. I mean, not only
we can do it for free,
and you get the part that I love is the fact that as a business owner, I don't. While the grid goes down, I still have freaking power. I'm the only one who's able to manufacture. I'm the only one who's able to conduct my business.
As long as the sun's shining. Yeah.
As long as the sun's shining. Right.
So
exactly.
if I owned a building 80,000 square feet, I should be talking to you.
Absolutely. Especially if it's, you know, filled with if you're air conditioning the place or you've got a factory, you're running heavy equipment. You know, if you've got a big electric bill, we should be talking.
Now, you have solar in your building?
You know, we don't. Okay. We don't have it on our building because our roofs face the wrong way.
Can't
you turn the building?
I'm trying to. I'm going
to
put a little dolly wheels underneath the building and like, spin like a lazy Susan.
You don't want to be selling a building in this economy.
So
right
if the building is facing the same way or sort of the same way, it's the way to go. You guys come in, you'll do everything, financing and everything, right?
Absolutely. We don't do the financing. We have investors who do the financing.
But here you are, but you're using American electricians and you're using New Jersey people and architects.
New Jersey electrician, New Jersey contractors, carpenters, everybody's
local.
Think
permits and everything.
We take it from start to finish.
So exactly. I have a 50, 80, 100,000 square foot building facing the right direction. You guys come in. It doesn't cost me a dime. You quote it out. You tell me what I'm going to save. Bing, bang, boom. You'll finance it and everything for
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Exactly. We handle all the engineering, the permitting. We do all the electrical installations
really
ourselves.
Really a no-brainer.
We're licensed electrical contractor.
So, so if we could get 20% of the manufacturing companies in this country that have buildings to do that, what impact would it have on our oil consumption?
Man, absolutely.
So what's the holdup, Ron? What is the holdup with programs like this?
Well, I think people don't know enough about it yet. That's part of the reason why I'm sitting here is because we've got a great audience of people who I know can get it.
Yeah.
Well, we know how to disassemble a 1911 firearm, so I'm going to get it. I can get it.
Exactly.
And I've been shocked electrically. I said that out loud. Oh, I'm sorry. So
it had nothing to do with solar.
Yes, it was not a solar shock, I can assure you. Yeah. So because people are afraid of it, you think?
I don't think they know about it. You know, solar might still have a connotation of being, you know, from back in the 80s, 70s.
Days,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, like a science project.
Well, right. I also, as a building owner, I would be concerned, are you going to put so much stuff up there? Is my roof collapsing? Am I going to get roof leaks?
Sure.
You guys handle all of that.
Absolutely. And these are legitimate questions. People who understand buildings, you know, that's the first thing they're going to ask. You know, we can't have our roof leak. Of course not. You can't. We work with our roofers. People we would provide a GAF or a Carlisle roof warranty.
Gotcha.
In many cases, we put a new roof on in addition to putting the solar in.
Wow. Could you imagine what a win-win situation?
Oh, yeah.
If I owned a huge building, he comes in, he does everything from soup to nuts. I don't even care what's going on. And then at the end, I'm looking at 50% savings or whatever on my electrical bill or a big fat check in my hand that I could pay taxes with.
Especially if I owned a big building that had a roof leak.
Right.
Every big building has a roof leak.
You betcha, baby. Yeah. You'll never find that thing.
Correct. You know? And that would be that's such a win-win situation.
Yeah.
Now, let's just make an assumption. I have an 80,000 square foot commercial building. How long does it take? Once you come in and consultation, we sign the papers. How long before we're plugged in and off the grid and with the grid?
It takes 8 weeks to get through the Department of Clean Energy. They do the paperwork to get the permitting in place.
For a 10-minute thing. But once you guys start construction, what's the normal?
It's 4 or 5 weeks.
Wow.
Four or five weeks.
Nothing on you. They take care of everything, labor and everything. Permits, obviously, inspections, everything is
end. Oh, yeah, we handle everything.
What about maintenance on something like that, Ron?
You know, and this really what you have to worry about with solar is making sure that the modules are clean, that the panels are able to absorb the sunlight.
Windex and
pretty much. In this latitude where we get a lot of rain, we don't need to do very much. Our installations are tilted at about 15 degrees. We put them on – they're not laying flat on the roof.
Gotcha.
They're at an angle. So the water is going to run down the module. The rainwater will run down, and it pretty much keeps them clean.
And probably even in the snow, too, they automatically just heat up a little bit.
They do heat up. They do heat up. They'll melt. But in the winter, you're not generating much electricity.
Okay.
You know, you don't have –
Because of the angle of the sun.
Yeah, exactly. The sun is low. The sun isn't out for very long. You know, it's the height of the summer when you really produce.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And whatever energy you don't use, you sell back to the electric company?
Well, we have – in New Jersey, we have something called net metering, which means your meter spins backwards at the times when you're producing more than you're consuming.
You're kidding me.
Mine does that, but I had to pay a guy for that.
Oh. So really, the meter spins.
Same guy that did that cable box.
Same guy that did the cable box.
Those days are over.
Yeah.
So the meter spins backwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's got to be some feeling.
Yeah. Can you imagine going out and watching your meter spin backwards? Mm-hmm.
I mean,
in an office building where maybe on a weekend you don't have people in the building, you're not air conditioning it. You know, if the building isn't occupied, you're not running air conditioning, which is the biggest load in most commercial buildings, then your meter is going to spin backwards.
You only pay
at the end of the month what the net is on your bill.
Wow.
Now, for our listeners, we have 100,000 listeners in New Jersey now.
It's amazing.
If you don't have the type of building, pass it on to somebody.
Yeah,
go on the Gun for Hire Radio website and look under sponsor links or go on freedom.com. Letter N, letter R, letter G.com, and drop Ron a line. He lives right here in New Jersey. He's always at the range of shooting with us, pro-gun guy. If you know somebody that has a building that we can put energy on it, like solar energy, hook him up with Ron because I think it's a win-win. And I hate giving the 12th century savages all of our money that they can use to make bombs to blow us up.
Absolutely.
Well, when we come back, Ron, I'd like you to share some gun stories with us.
Nice. We'll be right back. For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 866-NRA-GUN-1. That's 866-NRA-GUN and the number 1. You can find out more at nragguncare.com. Freedom Energy is a leader in commercial solar energy. Ron says not only does solar make good economical and environmental sense, since a special government rebate now lets you pay for your initial investment in less than 5 years, which means you not only can get off the grid and make your own free energy, but you can actually put cash in your pocket at the same time. Self-sustaining solar also makes patriotic sense. Since our nation's enemies are also our energy masters, every time you flip on a switch, Ron says you're buying an IED or AK for a jihadi terrorist. If you own a commercial building, you could be tightening the noose around the necks of our enemies while at the same time enjoying the benefit of free electric. Doesn't get any better than that. But you really gotta act fast. The government rebate giveaway ends forever on midnight, December 31st. And even if you don't have cash in the bank, Ron has financing available. He's even got a group of investors who will foot the entire bill, then pay you cash to rent your roof and give you access to electric at half of what you're paying now. Plus, if the power goes down for any reason, you'll still be up and running. Building owners, call Ron Sousa directly today at 973-265-2900 and ask him about the special deal exclusively for Gun for Hire listeners. Physical Graffiti is New Jersey's highest-rated tattoo and body piercing studio. They've got the largest selection of tattoo designs and body jewelry anywhere. They carry it all, from pure 316 LVM surgical implant-grade stainless steel to 14-karat white and yellow gold. And if you're really looking for something to make a statement, they've even got platinum and diamonds. Paul's tattoos are amazing, unlike anything you could ever imagine. And his artists are handpicked by him and are proficient in all styles, from traditional to new school, Japanese, tribal, and even portraits. There's nothing they don't do. Looking for something totally different? Paul says their black and gray tattoos really kick ass. And if blow your mind color is your thing, Paul's trademark technique guarantees to lay in color so solid and vibrant, it'll make your eyes bleed. Physical Graffiti is no newcomer. It's been, as Paul puts it, kicking ass for damn near 20 years. Check them out on the web at physicalgraffiti.net or just swing by in person. They're located at 275 West St. George's Avenue in Linden, New Jersey. Call them today for directions at 908-925-5288. Physical Graffiti, when you want to treat yourself to the very best.
Radio. Ron Sousa is in the house from Freedom Energy. I'm chilling out during the break with Ron, and I just happened to mention the Fort Hood massacre, the terrorist massacre. And we're talking about how the U.S. government labeled it as workplace violence, which pisses me off, Ron, off Sandy,
political
off,
correctness.
And our listeners. Yes. Political correctness is trying to pick a turd up by the clean end. We all know that. but it's true. It's true. But Ron had just had a great line. Besides, we have a new rallying call, by the way, Ron. Mm-hmm. Listen to this call first. Sandy, hit it.
Governor Christie, tear down that wall.
I love
Very
it.
Nice.
Governor Christie, tear down the wall, you big effing rhino. But Ron just had a great, great response to political correctness. Ron, tell it to us.
Political correctness is the Sharia law of this country.
I love it.
Okay.
It is going to kill us all.
It
you know, if you can't say what's obvious,
yes.
If you can't say that the emperor has no clothes,
yeah.
Then what future do we have?
Exactly.
You've
right.
got to be able to speak the truth and
exactly
not being
right.
able to say it, whether it bother some people or not. You don't want to go out of your way to offend people, but if you can't say what's obvious,
oh, but it is a barrier to real communication.
Sure.
You know, you're putting up all these barriers. What can you say? What can't you say? You have to dance around a subject, and it muddies up the water of communication.
Correct.
Which is exactly what the other side wants.
Ron came in today. I said Happy Hanukkah. He said Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
How rare is that? Instead
of
Happy Holidays.
Yes,
I hate
holidays
that shit.
It's absolutely,
even though I have a Charlie Brown tree in my office.
That is one sad ass tree.
So
it really is.
Yeah. It's there.
Good God.
So what?
No, we need to take a picture of that tree and put it up on the website.
Okay, I will. It's on my Facebook page. It's on the Gunfire Facebook page. He
it is.
On
it is. Like Winston has
yes.
been watering it.
That
yeah.
is just one sad
you know,
ass tree.
So political correctness is the Sharia law of the United States, and
yes.
I want people to learn that and repeat that. I don't know if Ron coined it, but we're giving him credit for it.
Absolutely.
Ron from Freedom NRG.
Yes.
Why give
com.
Our money to
yes.
our to the terrorists when we can keep it here? But I love that. I am so tired of political correct shit.
Exactly. Say the truth. Tell them, don't go out of your way to hurt people or offend people. But if the truth happens to offend some people, when, you know, something, that's what the price you pay for living in a free country.
And now, you know, Ron, while we're speaking about truth, I am one who is very thankful to you, because you were one of the guys who stepped up, one of the original people who stepped up and said, look, I don't even care if I ever get a customer from this. We're supporting this. You are a huge
Is that commendable or what?
Absolutely.
Thanks. It's the right thing. I'm so impressed with both of you.
Well,
really,
I'm impressed with me.
You're still a legend in your own mind.
Yes,
I am.
But how far you have taken this show is remarkable.
Yes,
it's just 29 weeks.
It's,
you know? Look, we are two idiots talking about guns.
New Jersey was waiting for this.
It was waiting for this.
Ron, while we're on this subject, with the last show you did, you told us about the Virginia State Trooper who took his gun out of his holster and showed it to you and let you hold it. Yeah. I've gotten 100 emails asking if that was BS or not. Please substantiate the story.
It was absolute truth. It just happened like a week earlier.
But here's how it works. You know, the people from Jersey, here's how screwed up this state is in the minds of these gun owners in New Jersey. The people from Jersey are all asking, is that BS? The people from the free states, and I'm using air quotes here because it's radio, right, are saying, why don't you get that? Why would you expect anything different than that? You're a card-carrying good guy.
Yeah, and I think people in New Jersey really have to go out of state.
Yes.
You've got to go out of state. You've got to carry out of state. Yes. You've got to experience what it's like.
To be free.
It really is.
Come back and get pissed off at Governor Christie because he's
the rhino.
R-H-I-N-O. Down that wall.
It's R-H-I-N-O. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Republican hothead.
Yeah.
All right. Hothead.
You know, somebody said about that is he could change things with a stroke of a pen.
Yes, he can.
He really could on his own. He doesn't need to deal with the legislature.
But
he doesn't
have
to deal with the politics.
Because he's
going to
be Romney's VP.
And there's nothing that he has done for all of us as entrepreneurs. And most of you guys listening are entrepreneurs. It's funny how entrepreneurs and gun ownership go together.
Isn't he a career civil servant?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, there it is right there.
Yeah, and he wants to. And the regulations get deeper and deeper and deeper. In all my businesses, the paperwork is just through the ceiling. It's ridiculous. The state is the worst state to try to do business
in. You got to say, you know, Chris Christie has done a lot in this state, and he's doing, I think, just by I feel like I have some hope. I like Chris Christie.
Do you really?
I really do.
Do you let Corzine manage your money?
Not it. Right, exactly. Just think about the alternative.
We could have had Corzine.
Chris Christie, God bless him, is, you know, he's making a difference and he's out there, and I can't say enough good things about
him.
Tear down the wall, Chris, really. That's something that you really can do, and all it's going to do is help people who can't take care of themselves. You know, it's not people like us. It's not people like him and Mendham who really worry about being attacked on the street.
Well, he has a security detail.
Of course.
Yes.
You know, we live in nice neighborhoods. It's not, you know, I'd love to be able to carry, but it's not something that is making a difference in my day-to-day life every moment. I'm not worried about going to my car for the most part and getting robbed on the way there.
Well,
but there are a lot of people
in this.
I was just thinking that myself.
Well, that's why I use Vista Parking when I come back from the airport.
We all use Vista Parking for that reason, yes. Absolutely. You're another guy, too, who with Vista Parking.
Oh, I've been using them for 15 years or something.
I know. It's incredible, you know. That's really kind
of. He gives a AAA discount there. I remember seeing that in the AAA when I renewed my thing. I said,
you know,
try this guy.
He's
terrific.
We could have had Corzine again, where Scott Buck says, where we were fighting every day. And as soon as Christie was elected, we stopped. But, you know,
so much
why
better
Paula
now.
Dow as the attorney general? I mean,
serious?
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'd really love to be able to speak with him. Say, what is the downside to making some changes here? There is no downside.
Well, nobody wants to piss off Lautenberg, because then he'll haunt you for the rest of your life.
He might wake up.
Yeah, it's true. He might wake up.
He'll put you on his list of houses he's going to haunt every year. And I don't want to be a part. I'm scared of Lautenberg. Okay? Somebody said his cologne is called embalming fluid number 7 or something. Is that true?
He does smell of it. You know, it's like, oh, wow, that's
Or he wears
terrible.
Cadaver number 6. It comes in a bottle shaped like a coffin.
You know, the sad part about it is the voters in this state keep reelecting this guy.
Don't worry about it.
He's our Ted Kennedy.
Did you know he could die and he'd get reelected? Okay.
Probably get more votes.
Yep.
He wouldn't piss anybody off.
More votes. absentee ballot, dead ballot, dead and he ballot. Gets more yes, votes gets, than the person.
Absolutely oh. sure.
Oh, yeah.
But really, you need to go out of state to experience what it's like.
Yes, you're
it's,
absolutely
and,
right.
And, you know, I had been coming on that particular trip. I'd been coming back from...
XE.
Yeah, from training down in North Carolina.
Yeah.
At what we used to be called Blackwater, XE yep. training. And I'd been down there a few times earlier. And having been down there, you know, you go to the restaurant off base when you're carrying. Right. You know, yeah. you go everywhere, and everybody's is carrying, but it's no big deal.
Yeah, right.
And then
it's
you come back over issue. Here, and you realize that you could go away for 3, 5, 7 years just for having a round in
oh
your pocket.
God. Yeah, correct. For having yes, for yeah. having a hollow nose round in your pocket.
Pocket.
Yeah. yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah.
And then we hear things about in New York, you can't have the clip on your knife exposed.
If it's showing.
Yeah. It's showing.
1 year in prison.
You can wind up
in.
This is absolutely insane. What country are we living in? And
exactly.
we've got to be able to stand up and say, this is just wrong. And that's what you're doing here on this program. That's
We're
why I'm
trying.
Really part. I'm so happy yeah. to be a part of it because somebody's finally saying that the emperor's got no clothes. We are not taking it.
You know,
without
Ron,
speaking about it.
30 years in his business, I get emails from people all the time asking me the laws. I send them a hyperlink of the show now, and I say, listen to show 24. Scott mm-hmm. Bach explains it.
Yeah.
Listen to show 23. Ron Sousa will tell you about, you know,
yeah,
carrying
right.
in Virginia. It's made my life easier. I do a lot less typing, you know. But then people email me back. They're like, holy shit, I can't believe what a bad state we live in. When did this happen?
Right.
And I want to slap them and tell
yeah.
them to wake up.
Yeah, because and they were asleep, and that's why it did happen.
That's
it
right.
It didn't happen overnight.
No.
It happened to slice
40
it
years. It's 1968.
And last month they were sleeping, too.
Yes, they were.
Oh, no, yeah, everybody went up to vote. All seven of us.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be right back.
Yes.
And Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.
Nice.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's Urban Defense Institute for over 30 years, with 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad.
And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners and the number one show for 28 weeks running. It's what is it, 29 weeks
29
running?
29 weeks.
Yeah.
Is Feliz Navidad Spanish for police stop my car?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
There comes the email. I can feel it right now.
That's my job. That's my
thank
job.
You. Yes. We you all know, appreciate that.
A quick one. A quick plug for the Motorcycle Mall. Again, it's the dead of the winter. MotorcycleMall.com. Third generation family owned business in Belleville. They're building a huge facility right down the road from
which
the old facility.
Should have solar panels
yeah,
on
the roof.
We
got to
ask.
We got to ask.
Is it
him.
The right direction?
I don't know, but John should do it. But
if not, they can rip the place down and rebuild it again
we'll start
all over again.
MotorcycleMall.com. Go in and ask for John or go in and ask for Rich. Tell him Gun for Hire Radio sent you. Again, they still have specials on the Yamaha generators. They got Honda snowblowers, side by sides, quads, anything you can ask for. If they don't have it, nobody has it. I can tell you right now. They've been doing this over 30 years, and they're good friends of ours. They're only about 600 yards from our headquarters.
Yeah, you could lay down there and roll there, which we often do.
Exactly. You had to bring rolls into it. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know.
So MotorcycleMall.com, ladies and gentlemen. They also have a Facebook page, just MotorcycleMall.com. Go on and friend them or like them and tell Rich and John Jr. there that you support our cause. You know, John, they're both Second Amendment guys, and John and John Jr. both have carry permits
wow.
with me. And again, they're big gun guys and great guys to have around. So Ron Sousa from freedomnrg.com is still in the house. We can't get rid of him.
Yeah, we tried.
Which is good. And Ron's gone head over heels with
no
guns
really
and everything.
No one really likes to stay with us, too, but Ron is actually here. Most people are looking at their watch trying to beat it the hell out of here.
You know, Ron took Force on Force training. Dave Sofer is taking it Sunday.
He's taking it
with someone, with a female.
His wife.
What's her name?
Audrey.
Yeah, Audrey, yeah. They're doing a Mr. and Mrs. Smith. He didn't tell you?
No, he didn't. He wanted to know something about Dave.
What?
Both Dave and Audrey are vegetarians. They homeschool their kids. She is pretty far to the left.
Okay.
And he's taken firearms training here and a number of other places. We've gone out to Las Vegas and trained a bunch of times. And he took his kids out there to do a child's program where they do rappelling and a bunch of other things. She didn't want to stay home, so she came out with the kids. So while she's out there, he got her to take a handgun course.
Nice. He converted her.
Totally converted her. She is now she's taking this. You're taking force.
She's taking force on force on
six
Sunday.
Months, 6 months ago, she would have made him keep his guns like in another building.
See, this is how we have to do it, ladies and gentlemen. You win them over one at a time.
Absolutely.
If everybody introduced somebody to the sport, and if all of us got one other person to join the NRA,
absolutely,
we'd go from 4.5 million members to 9 million members.
Each one reach one. Just go out and grab somebody.
Each one reach one.
Wow.
Like
nice.
You like that, huh?
I'm learning a lot today. Politically correctness, Sharia law. There's a lot going on. I really am.
It's so tricky. Each one of us got somebody into the sport. Take somebody to the range.
Sure. Sure.
Make sure just, they have a nice experience.
Make sure that, right. Make sure they have, don't take a
44 Magnum
woman out with a 44 Magnum.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just to watch her fall over like these idiots on YouTube.
Right.
Yeah.
I just bought a Ruger, a 22 revolver.
Nice.
Just for the just to be able to take somebody to the range and have them shoot something that doesn't hit them.
That's the one with the interchangeable.
No, that's the single action.
Oh, the single action. Yeah, Ruger's single six. Is that?
Yes, yeah. I have one of those.
So what's coming up with Gun for Hire?
Ron just mentioned it. We have Force on Force training January 7th in Belleville. We have Defensive Pen January 8th in Belleville again.
I like that. That's
January 12th to January 15th, we'll be at the Garden State Outdoor Expo, booth 250, and Gun for Hire Radio will be taping there, and Gun for Hire will be offering Utah non-resident and quick clot training courses while we're there.
Sweet.
We have a reloading course in Belleville, January 17th, Force on Force on January 22nd. Also, civilian response to an active shooter. You know, we just had another shooting in Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
Joe Senti's doing that. That's a 2-day class that includes force-on-force training on what to do if you're carrying a gun or not carrying a gun and an active shooter goes nuts in a mall or a school or a hospital, how to react when the police arrive, before they arrive, and everything. We're also doing Refuse to Be a Victim in Belleville.
Great class.
Another great class, Emergency Response for the Range Safety Officer.
Oh,
if you're
wow.
a range safety officer, we have a class you leave with 3 certifications, CPR, First Aid, AD, and Quick Clot certification.
Oh, I got to take that.
All in one. It's on 211, day after my birthday, Ron. Write that down.
Okay. Right. Yeah, that was a shameless plug for his birthday. Yeah.
Yes, my birthday's February 10th.
That's great.
And also in February, we have Urban Pistol 1 in Cedar Grove, Low Light, No Light Pistol in Cedar Grove. We have muzzle loading instruction in February in Winslow. 3-day class, defensive pen, defensive knife. We also have certified executive protection class coming up in March. Go on the Gun for Hire calendar and check it out. Again, our sponsors. If it wasn't for our sponsors,
absolutely.
Okay, we have 8 solid sponsors now. Almost every one of them of the same cloth when you look at them and their businesses.
Yes, yes. And I think it's by design too, Ant, because you know we get a lot of calls for sponsorship, but we are not taking corporate sponsors. We really want entrepreneurs.
We turned Dunkin' Donuts Northeast down.
Yeah.
Wow.
I turned them down. They don't fit.
We turned a lot of people down.
We turned
a lot of national companies down too, because we want Jersey people. We want entrepreneurs. We don't want the big corporate sponsors. I mean, it's funny too how they ran from us in the beginning, but now that we got 100,000 listeners a week and growing, we're on CBS News National comes in to do a show because we're growing so fast.
I still can't believe an alarm or close circuit TV company hasn't approached us yet.
Right.
And like a cigar shop would be a great fit, and a sports medicine doctor I think would be a great fit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't understand. If I owned a cigar shop, I would have signed on cigars and guns, baby.
Or if you're an optometrist or an ophthalmologist.
I didn't even think of that.
And if you specialize in shooters,
That would be great.
If you're not a gun guy, do not call.
I don't think there is one in New Jersey that specializes in shooters.
No, there's not.
Ron, what were you going to say?
I don't think many advertisers think about how mainstream firearms really, really are. In New Jersey, where we're 15% of the population.
15%.
There's a million gun owners in this state. You know, we're not just a bunch of fringe loonies here. We've got money to spend.
We are fringe loonies.
Well, somebody.
Listen, it's true. Ron is right.
It's a good value to be advertising here.
Oh, no. You did it again. You wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. And this time, on Christmas.
Nice.
Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. Our online technical director and webmaster is Jose Morales. Our art director is Matt Danches. Our post-production engineer is John Massa. And our associate producer for this episode was Danielle Lawson. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. Thanks so much for making Gun for Hire Radio the fastest-growing Second Amendment show in the entire nation. We've got an amazing lineup of shows and guests coming up in the new year, so stay tuned. I'm Sandy Berardi, and on behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, we wish you all a very Merry Christmas.